And I'd like to call the meeting back to order from recess. And we're meeting with the county clerk, Donna Neely. Donna, we have scheduled commission minutes. Gentlemen, I went down and chatted with Donna just now to apprise her that it will be my suggestion that we set up a time for a workshop just to talk about minutes, commission's thoughts on minutes, Donna's thoughts on minutes, requirements of minutes, how to move forward on minutes. We have a number of questions about that, Donna. And
sure.
And if would it be possible for this Thursday that we could get together and do that?
Sure.
Okay.
Could you find a time for us on your handy-dandy computer?
What I'll do is have Nikki get the schedule because she's still scheduling things on Thursday. We'll put a request to Nikki and she'll get with Donna and make sure. It'll be in the afternoon, I know that.
That's fine.
For example, because we postponed to a definite time the minutes that we had this morning of February 11th, the 22nd, 24th, 28th, March 2nd, and March 7th, as we went through and as we make changes, not changes, but corrections, we could, in fact, approve these now with the changes as noted. Would you prefer, as the keeper of records, that we make changes, send them to you, change them, and then send them back?
And then we approve.
Well, I mean, I can prove them. I have.
You're saying you had the changes made, and then we approve the
right.
Final.
The reason for that is because I've had a request that I was going to bring to you later for a request to change some of the minutes. And we went back, and I had my deputy listen to the minutes to see if some of those comments were included in the minutes, and some were not. And, of course, the minutes is an interpretation, a summary of the meeting, except for the motions, which should be exact. And so we were not able to make some of those changes. And the minutes had already been approved, which was another issue.
What minutes are you referring to?
I don't have them at hand.
What did they regard?
It was the meeting where the school districts were here to meet with the commission. And there was a couple of sentences that we were asked to change. And one was in the middle of a motion, and we went back and listened to the motion, and the comment was not there.
I don't think that there was even a motion made the day that we met with the school districts to talk about. Are you talking about railroad utility tax? Or are you talking about another day?
No, I believe that was the meeting. I would have to go and get them for you, Ron. It's been a while since I've looked at them. I was not prepared to discuss that today because I didn't know we were going to talk about that today.
I think we should add that to our discussion on Thursday, if that's all right.
I think that's an excellent idea.
Because the person that made the recommended changes to those was mine that I hand-carried down. Rather than stating that there was a meeting wherein there were tax problems, what I did was add to that what the three county commissioner or three issues the superintendents had brought up. Do you not think that those are issues they brought up?
No, I don't. That was not the issue. You asked me what day, and that's how I recalled the day.
I'm sorry. Okay. Well, we'll talk about that on Thursday then, okay?
Sure.
All right.
Got it.
Then let me follow up. What I'd like to do, if that's all right, is give you copies of these minutes, have the changes made, brought back to us,
mm-hmm.
And for final approval.
I'll give those to Angie.
These are ones
we
need to change. When you return to us, you can change your changes.
Thursday afternoon, we'll have a process meeting.
Well, and part of that process, I think, since minutes are going to be open to interpretation, is to whose interpretation those minutes should come from. Having been on both sides of this issue and having taken those minutes for 20 years, it was always my opinion that the minutes were the county commission minutes, which were retained by the county clerk, which at the time that I was here obviously was me, but that's
right.
So we can have that discussion on Thursday as well. All right.
Fine.
Gotcha.
We're not at time specific to move into the next issue, are we? Well, I know this is proposed.
Our public agenda doesn't say 10 o'clock, so we could move forward. The public posted, we can move forward.
My question is, are there people that were thinking that this was at 10 or just come this morning? For you all that are going to talk about polling places and potential changes. And I would suggest we wait a few minutes to do that just in case there are others then that might have thought it was a time specific.
Okay.
Is that all right with everyone that's here?
Just 5 more minutes?
That's just 5 more minutes, in case there's someone that wanted to hear any part of that. And for clarification, it has been this commission's, although as yet not written, because we're in the process of trying to develop a county policy for meetings and policies on a number of issues that involve the county commission, set in writing so that we can have those to follow, a way certain that we will do business and be consistent. One of those has been the public meetings, which we're in the process of trying something new, public comment, I mean, and those have been moved to 2 for a short period of time, 2 in the afternoon. They have been for years, as was pointed out this morning by a citizen, at 9 in the morning, and people are used to having that, so we're going to be taking comments from different individuals on what they prefer. We're going to be talking about holding night meetings and doing a number of things that hopefully will get this commission engaged with the public and get the public engaged with the commission in a way that we can move some different items forward on behalf of the county. But part of what we have been doing is when we take public comment, the commission has taken the posture not to respond. We also have been looking at when public members are on the agenda, an item specific, that we not allow other members of the public to question or to make comments. But this morning, because there is an issue that involves another elected county official, and we had received a call and asked that time, here come some others, asked that some time be set aside to chat about this, we're going to allow those of you under the one agendized item to speak, as well as our elected county clerk to answer and provide the answers that you all need. Just a little different than what we have been doing, but we're going to more or less have a little open discussion with you all. So we'll wait just 4 or 5 more minutes, and then we'll begin. So we'll stand in recess until 10.
Is that all right, Angie? Thank you. I'm going to run this upstairs.